This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
The Dolphins are set to convert their stadium to a drive-in theater. Did you see this, Bill?
Taking a page out of the Yankees?
Yep, exactly. Or create another way of creating revenue in a year where you've lost so much revenue. Let's just come up with creative ways to raise more money. So that's what they're going to do, is they're going to create a drive-through at the stadium. Okay? So there you go. I actually like this idea. I would like to experience it at least once.
Want to feel like a monster truck?
Yeah.
Right? Because monster trucks are the only ones that are allowed down there on the field, obviously, when they're in town.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Although, the one thing that I would ask from this whole thing, from this rendering that they have, is are they driving right through the middle here? I guess that's a wider road than what it looks like in the picture, because it looks like it's just another car. You know, and so I'm wondering how you drive in and drive out if you're going to fill all those cars up like that.
Well, if they could fit a monster truck in there.
Yeah, but no, but there's not 200 monster trucks parked next to each other.
Yeah, but do you know how big those monster trucks are, man?
But they're not that big. Not that big. Of course you can fit one in. I'm talking about how the hell do you drive around in this thing? Because there's only one lane.
Monster truck is like the size of two or three vehicles.
I got to bring Garfinkel on. So apparently they will have a drive-in there. Hard Rock Stadium will now feature an open-air drive-in theater that will showcase select Miami Dolphin matchups from the team's 54-year history, classic motion picture films, host commencement ceremonies, and other events. The family-friendly experience will provide a unique environment while staying in accordance with social distancing policies. The drive-in event can hold up to 230 cars, while the open-air theater can host a small group of intimate viewing experience on the complex South Plaza. Unclear when the drive-in theater is set to open, but it seems like it's a priority since it could be a long time until live fans are back in NFL games. And that's true. You know, since you're not going to have fans in NFL games, why not bring them there? So the question I have, and for those of you that are watching, what's a perfect movie to watch at Hard Rock Stadium? If you had to watch a movie, what's the perfect movie to watch?
I'll go back in the day from the Orange Bowl, Black Sunday.
Okay. All right. A little Black Sunday. All right. Anyway, so you guys tell me out there if there's a movie that you want to watch for sure. The sad part is, if you're going to watch an old Dolphin game, it has to be like an old Dolphin game, because the games of the last 20, 25 years have not been really anything memorable, because they haven't really accomplished anything. You know, there's a win or two that are sweet. Like last year's win against New England was sweet, but again, it's nothing. You didn't accomplish anything major in the last 20, 25 years. So if you're going to watch a game, it's going to be an old game. And I hope they cleaned it up like they did that 85 game with the Bears yesterday.
I think that being in a stadium and seeing that movie, the Goodyear blimp and all, it would be a little trippy.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, definitely. You're right about that. Let's see. Tommy Italian says, am I wrong that I think we have a great governor? He's had his moments. I think he's done some good stuff, and I think he's done some negative stuff, like most politicians. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, when you look at most of the politicians, it's just kind of what they are. They do a couple of good things, and then they'll do a bunch of bad things, because that's most politicians. Super Boom Shack wants to see American Graffiti. Chris De La Cruz says he wants to see Ace Ventura. Ah, see a little Dan Marino. I like it. John Santos says Fast and the Furious. Mike Dominguez, Any Given Sunday. Jay Johnson, Friday Night Lights. Let's see. Miami Fan for Life also wants Ace Ventura. Troy Ortiz, Longest Yard or North Dallas 40? I love North Dallas 40. Such a good one. Call of Duty 1 and Chris De La Cruz and Tommy Italian for Life also want Ace Ventura, and so does Miami Fan for Life 305, and so does Samuel Robina. Dean G wants to go with The Godfather. I like it. Operation Theater, Groundhog Day. There you go. That'll definitely trip you out. A little Groundhog Day. Those are some interesting ones there in the theater. I like it. I was thinking about do you watch the Queen biography there because you're at the stadium. You know what I mean? So you get to watch kind of a concert type of footage. You know, would that be a good option for that?
A replay of the 360 YouTube Miami show.
There you go. There you go. If that one is filmed, that would be actually pretty cool, the 360 concert at that stadium, which was amazing, dude. God, that was such a good concert. What an incredible
opening
stadium.
Up with ground control.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So good, man. So good.